Today's daf is Bavasra, daf Nun Ches. We start off a new week, and we are on towards the end of Cheskas Amatim, three more blocks of Cheskas Amatim, and then we get into the Hamochers. But the end of yesterday's Gemara, Nun Zayin Mabez going up to Nun Ches and Aleph, spoke about a chilek. We wanted to be mechalik between what does a Talmud Chacham's table look like, what does a Talmud Chacham's bed look like. So I just wanted to make one note. It's on today's daf, so we'll start with the top line of Nun Ches and Aleph. Top line, Mita Shal Talmid Chacham Ketzad. What does the bed of a Talmud Chacham look like? Kol She'ein Tachteha Ela Sandalin B'mos Achama U'min Olin B'mos Akshamim. A bed that has under it only shoes, right? Sandals in the summer and shoes in the winter. Right, that's the only thing under a Talmid Chacham's bed. He doesn't keep anything else, especially food, under his bed. Right, as the Rashbam here quotes the Gemara in Pesachim, second Rashbam, Darminim bePesachim, Ochlin Tachas Amita, when there is food under the bed, Afilu Mechupin Bechli Barzel, even if it is covered and enwrapped in iron and metal, Ruach Ra Shora Alehen, there is a Ruach Ra, and therefore there cannot be any food under the bed. So that is what Talmid Chacham only has shoes under the bed, and why? And you wear sandals in the summer and shoes in the winter. So that's why it says it like that. V'shalam ha'aretz doma la'otzer bloom, but the bed of an ha'aretz might be otzer blus or otzer bloom. But either way, ha'aretz keeps everything under his bed. Keeps everything. It's all otzer. Right, the Rashbam says it's a samach, besamach kmo isa belusa. Right, it's a mixed up dough with many different types of items. You have food there, you have kalim there. So that's the difference between a bed of a Talmid Chacham and a bed of an Amaretz. The poskim talk all about this, as I think we mentioned in the past, this issue of keeping food under the bed. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you always have to know whether these halachas are quoted in Shulchan Aruch or not, right? Onions left out, and water left out, and all these items. Some of them are quoted, some of them are not quoted. Meat and fish. It's a big sugya, right? That's obviously quoted. But the Shulchan Aruch does quote this in Kuf Tes Zayin. It's a Ramah. This is the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Tes Zayin Sif Hei Hilchas Ma'achalei Akum Tzarech Li Zar Militin Ma'os Befiv Shema Yesh Alein Rog Yave Shamukei Shchin. Can't put money in your mouth. But will ye tain pass yado tachas shichyo, shem ye noga yado mitzora, etc. But will ye tain tavshil, will omashkim tachas hamita. Cannot put food under a bed, but they shall ruach ra'a shora alehem. There it is. Right, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, and the Ramah does not argue. The Ramah just adds, V'chein yizahir mikol dvar ha-mevi'im l'dei sakana, ki sakanta chamir me'isura, v'yishlachish yoser l'safik sakana mil'safik iser. Right, sakan is chamura, and that's why, by the way, that's the discussion in the poskim, whether we know what I just alluded to, the fish and the meat discussion. So that's an issue of sakana, mishvila saras. So the question is, nachlokas in the poskim, is sakana batel b'shishim? Is sakana batel b'shishim? Let's say you have fish in a sauce. Right? Is it batel if you want to eat that with meat? That's the Worcester sauce discussion. Are you allowed to, so most poskim say it's batel, even though that's a big discussion in the Piskei Tshuva earlier. But here, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha of eating food under, having food under a bed. So the one of the two discussions in the poskim. Number one, what happens if it happened? I got a Shiloh this summer. Right, this summer, what does everybody do at camp? Right, in camp, where does everybody keep their food? You keep your food under the bed. Where else do you put it? Your cubbies are full of clothes, hopefully. Right? So where do you keep the food? So a lot of times you keep it under the bed. It doesn't make a difference if it's in a container. The Shulchan Aruch, what did we just see? The Gemara just said, Afilu Mechitza Shel Barzel. It's surrounded. So, the Pischei Tshuva quotes the Shvus Yaakov, who quotes that this halacha must only be a halacha lechadchila. But not a halacha b'dieved. If you already did it, it's only an ashar lechadchila. B'dieved, there's no iser. Right, and if you look in the Pischei Tshuva, he just quotes for Hochiach Kein. The Shvus Yaakov proved this Misugyas Hashas Ayin Sham. He proves this from Gemaris. Check there. So if he says check there, you got to check there. So if you look up the Shvus Yaakov, so it's good you look it up. When the Shvus Yaakov says, you know what the proof is? Our Gemara. Our Gemara, not just Sugyas Hashas. Our Gemara. He says in Beis Kofei, Shvus Yaakov quotes this question. Is it by the 1700s? Rabbi Yaakov Reischer says the Shos Yaakov Pashut de Ein Kan Kshash Isser B'Di'eved Rak de Bechol Eilu Mavur B'Shas U'Poskim Tehu Rak Ashar L'Chadchila U'Kumashmaz Bala Itur. Where do I know this from? B'Sugya B'Shas Kama Pa'amim Shehizhiru L'Chaver Shelo Yochal Eis Al Ma'aretz. Right, many times it says that a Talmud Chacham shall eat with an Ma'aretz. Right, what did we just have this? The Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin says a Dayan shouldn't judge with somebody who doesn't know who he is, and a Dayan has to know who he's sitting with, and an aide has to know who he's sitting with, and a Talmud Chacham has to know who he's sitting with, and he can't sit with an Am Haaretz. So that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the meaning of the third parak. So that's what it says. And it says, "Beperach cheskas abatim nun chasam an aleph mita shel tamar chacham ketsad kol she'in tachtei l'sandal mi l'sacham." It goes through the bed, as we just said, the beds, and then he continues, "V'im kein amay l'chashu chachamim ech yochal imo." Right? It says the chadchili shouldn't eat with Am Haaretz. What do you mean you shouldn't eat with Am Haaretz? Maybe the Am Haaretz put this under his bed and he's serving it to you, and chamira sakadim isura. Right, so elavat what? And it seems to be only a din lachadchila. Shelo yochal chaver eis al ma'aretz. Elavat a pashur it must be the kohani who rak asara lachadchila. The fact that our Gemara says that an ma'aretz puts his food bisakana, and other Gemaras say that and the Talmud Chacham is only muzar lachadchila not to eat with an ma'aretz, that proves that it must only be a din lachadchila. That is issue number one that is brought up in the poskim. The other interesting issue that is brought up is. Rav Sternbach. Rav Sternbach has two tshuvas in the first chelik of Tshuvas Hanagos. Chelik Aleph, Simen Tes, and Simen Yud. First one, what happens if it's under a bed but you didn't sleep there? Is the issue the Gemara is talking about only under a bed? What about sleeping? Is it the issue of sleeping? What if I take a nap during the day? Or what if it's under the bed, but when at night I take it, I push it out? So the Rav Sternbach says that it seems like from poskim that it's shas shena, it's sleeping. It's not nighttime. I remember Rav Golvach the summer, when people asked him about this, so he always said, when you go to sleep, push it out from under your bed. And then when you wake up in the morning, push it back underneath. But it's an issue of shena, it's not just an issue of having it under the bed. And then he says, v'nishalti, ba'aviron, im hiniach ochlen takas kisei, v'yashen, what do you do with the stuff on the plane? You put it under the guy's seat in front of you. The guy goes to sleep there. Im mutar l'achlam, v'chein matzi yadavar ba'otobos, v'tzidadati l'hakel. And he says, I think I can be makel there, she'ein zem mita rak kisei. That's not a bed. Maybe in first class. But in regular right coach, it's for sure not. He says that even though the grow is very machmir regarding this halacha, we come makom nira tahainu biyashin kedarko derach kvius v'lo derach arai biyeshiva b'li pishut yadayim v'raglayim. If you're sleeping in a sitting position, b'zeh, and you know, obviously flying with kids, there's no more issue anymore. B'zeh lo echmiru haposke medina. The koshigin ba'atabas, that's for sure not. That's tartilativusa. If you put it under the moshav and under the mita, etc. So that's what he thinks, that in a non kavua sleep is not a problem. And the next tshuva is, what about on the bottom of a stroller? What about under a stroller, where it is pretty common for the baby to go to sleep? So is that an issue? We always keep food under the stroller. Benidon zelachora yisodem rabbi mahakel. Again, he says that could be makel here. He says, number one, it's a din of being on the floor under a bed, on the ground. Here it's moving, it's metultal. So therefore I don't think it's a problem, number one. Number two, only, like you said before, mitam yuchedes l'shena, a bed that's meant for sleeping, not just for walking the kid around in. And number three, maybe it's a combination of sleep and night. So here too, most of the time when we're talking about, you put the baby in a crib of some kind at night, so therefore only during the day there would be an issue. So for those three reasons, he is Mekel. At the end, he says, you know what, this is Ruach Ra, it's not Mefurish Halacha, so I'm not so sure. So maybe if you have any type of suffix, you should try to be Machmir. But that is the discussion of Rav Sternbach, Simen Ches and Simen Tes, in the first Chelek of Tshuvas Vahanagos. Okay, let us continue. But again, the Tshuva quotes that Shuvas Yaakov, that B'dieved, you know, it's okay if it already happened. Okay, story time. Fascinating story. Rebbe Bina'a, Havi Kametzayin Ma'arsa. Rebbe Bina'a used to go around and mark off the gravestones. Where we had the same Gemara, same type of Gemara about Reish Lakish in Bamitzia Daf Lamed Daf Pei Hei. Same Gemara. Why was he going around marking off gravestones? So Rashi there in Bamitzia Pehe, Rashi's grandson here, Babavasra Nunches, to help out Kahanim. So Kahanim know, you know, where the graves are, or even Yisraelim if they have Taras. Right? Either way, it's an issue of Tuma and Tara. Right? The Rishash there in Bamitzia asked on Rashi, because there the Gemara says that Rish Lakish was going around only marking off the Kivrei Tzadikim. So why just the Kivrei Tzadikim? All graves are metame. So the Rishash there says, and Rabbi Yaakov and the other Achronim, I think, say it here too, that it was also because people wanted to daven at the Kivrei Tzadikim. So that's why they were marking it off, and that's why it was Dafka Kivrei Tzadikim there. That's what the Rishash says there in Bamitzia Pehe. So the one of two reasons why Rabbi Beno was doing this: either he was going around because he wanted to mark it off for Tuma, and number two, Tzadikim, you could daven at Kivrei Tzadikim. The Achronim also point out that this is a ride to the sheet of the Rambam, to Lokai Raiva. The Rambam and Rov Rishon and Paskin, that once a Kohen is Tamei, he still cannot make himself more Tamei. A Kohen, if his man is there, cannot go into a cemetery, even though we assume all Kadamah to my mace. Right? He's already Tameh, it doesn't matter. That's included in the Isser of a Kohen not becoming Tameh, and, right, why was he marking it off? If there were Bismana Gemara already, they were all Tameh already. So that's the Zariah, it's a smach to the Rambam. And Hilchos Avel Gimel Zayin. Avel Gimel Zayin, that's the Rambam says it. Nitma mikodem biachakach nichnas laohel, im hisrubo loke af halabia. It's already Tameh. But still, Hilchos Avel Gimel Zayin, the Rambam says that you're still Usser, and the Ravid there argues that is a machlokes with the Rambam and the Ravid. Right. Okay, so Rabino was going around marking off Kvaris. Ki masola ama arsa to Avraham. When he came to the Mara of Avram Avinu, Mara Samachpela, he comes to Avram, Ashukheli Eliezer, Evet Avraham, Jakoi Kami Ababa. He found Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, walking around outside. He was guarding the place. Eliezer, Evet Abraham. What was Eliezer doing? So why was he there? Says the Rashbam, Ashkechel Eliezer, see it about 20 lines down, Titanya b'mesechas derech eretz, the Shiva tzadikim kayamim shalomesu. Seven tzadikim never died, and one of them is Eliezer, Evet Abraham. Again, there are different opinions in the Midrashim. Some Midrashim point about how great a tzaddik he was. Others say, right, Avram Avinu, right, says that, no, my child can't marry you, marry one of your daughters, right, Aror and Baruch. So there's different messages about Eliezer and Avram, but at least here in the Masechet Derech Eretz, it says that he didn't die, and therefore, that's why he was Kameh Ababa, right? He was walking around. But also, what do you see from this Gemara? Again, all these are big topics, that he was going around because he wanted to mark off Maris Machpelah. Haraya, that even Kivrei Tzadikim are Matame. Even Kivrei Tzadikim are Matame. There was a Tosas that we had at the end of Masechet Ksubis, where Tosas quotes Reb Chaim Cohen. Remember the Tosas of Chaim Cohen says that when Rabbi Nutam died, I was Matame for him. Because Kivrei Tzadikim are Matame, he was my Rabbi Muvik, and Rabbi Nutam! How can I say there's Tumah by Rabbi Nutam? Right? But we don't paskin like the Reb Chaim Cohen. All the poskim, the Pisrei Tshuva quotes in Yaredeya, and all the poskim say, you know, it's not, it shouldn't happen, and that's what we shouldn't be, rely on any heterim of tzaddikim not being metame. Rav Avi Yosef has the Tshuva about this. Chelek Dalid. We're doing a lot of Chelek Dalid this week. Simin Nun Ches, Dalid Nun Ches, Ha'im Mutur Lekoanim Levaker B'ma'aras HaMachpelah. Kekoanim go in. Rav David here said he only went in once in his life when he was on, what is it, Miluim? In the, right, so, Sakaras Tafashis, obviously Kohanim are allowed to do anything. But here he said, Kohanim allowed to go in. O Bekever Rachel, O Beshar Kever Sadikim, Hatzmunim Berachle Arzeinu HaKadosh Olo. You're allowed to go in. So he quotes the Medrash in Mishlei, which is the one makar about Lukula. Kishinera, Rabbi Akiva, Yimachos Arisho, and Rabbi Akiva died, killed, Nitbabu Kvarasu, Eliyahu HaNavi Zocholatov. Eliyahu HaNavi buried him. Eliyahu was Pilchas. Pilchas was a Kohen. So, Vahaya, no Sok Seifav. So he carried him on his shoulders. Yachanim, Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi, Tabidish Rabbi Akiva. Shor Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi. Vahalo Kohen Mar. Vahasar the Kohen Matam Elameis. What are you doing? Aren't you a Kohen? How could he be Osek in the death of Rabbi Akiva? Amar lo Eliyahu, Chayecha Rabbi Yeshua. Shein Tumah Batamidei Chachamim, Velo Batamideihem. There's no Tumah. Vahisod Zem Medrash Zeh, says Rabbi Vadia. Chashu Eze Poskim Limso Heter Lekohen Levaker Bekirei Tzadikim. Based on this medrash. So says Rav Avadia, no way. Kedaka Makodesh, he goes through all the Makoros. He goes to the Avnei Nezer even, who says maybe there's a chilik between Rachmanu Litzlan, somebody is killed al Kiddush Hashem, versus somebody who dies al Mitaso. He says Rabbi Akiva, that was Nerag, so that's the Malach HaMavis isn't involved in that type of Misa. Mashenke, when it comes to Meis al Mitaso. So again, that is a chilik with a limit. But either way, we pass on Alach LaMaisa, all Kivaras HaMatame. Ravadia ends off quoting a Tshuvas Tirush V'Yitzar. Shehevi, Shebishas Ptiras Admar Bal Sfas Emes. When the Sfas Emes died, Hayisham Agon Rav Avram Misachachav, the Avnei Nezer, V'Shaluhu, Michol HaKodin L'Sasik Bo. If anybody would allow, you know, they asked Avnei Nezer, could we be Matame? Ain't to be Tzadikim. V'Heishiv Lohem Chas V'Shalom. V'Sipir, and he said over, Shagam Kishiniftar Chamav, when his father-in-law, the Kutzker, was Nifter, the Avnezer's father-in-law was the Kutzker, Hayu Rotsev Akonim Lenok Heter Velasasik Bo, and the Chadushi Arim was there, Svasem's grandfather, Vitzlava Kikruchio Machabiyadim. He said, no way, you can't do it. And that's why Lafichach, Mitzvah Lochiach, Lakonim Acharedim Ledvar Hashem, Bamira Ni'ima, Labal Yachnisu Atman, Besafik Isser Tumadar Isa. Don't do it, Ulachalel Kudushas Kuhunasam, right? We can't, you can't be involved. So that's Halacha L'maisa, what you see from here, that even Maris Machpelah is matame. Okay, important sugya. Now we continue. Okay, so says the Gemara. So Rabbi Yonah was mitzayin Ma'arsa. He was going around to check the kvaris. So when he came to the kfar of Avram Avinu, he found Eliezer, Evan, Abraham, Jekoi, Kami, Ababa. He was going around at the gate. Tosfos here also. Again, these first few lines, it was just jam-packed. First few lines, Tosfos points out here, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, were they Jews? Right, it's also a huge sugya. We know Adam, Atem Kruyim Adam, Ve'ein Acherim Kruyim Adam. Only a Jew is Matame Ba'ohel, not a non-Jew. Were the Avos Jews, or were they B'nai Noach? Right, that's what Tosfos has got. Tosfos says maybe Avraham and Adam were called Adam. Right, you find from Sukkim. But Avraham and Adam, that's a big discussion. But one more source, and then we will get into the actual story. We're waiting with bated breath here. The Ben Yoyada. The Ben Yoyada says that he thinks the whole story that's about to happen was a dream. First and foremost, he says, we never lost the Misora of where Maris HaMachpelah was. Here, Rabbi Benoah is about to try to figure out where Maris HaMachpelah was. We lost a lot of other kfaras. But he said, everybody knows, says the Ben Yoyada. This vision that he's about to see. And he didn't have to do it. Everybody's always known it. He said, so therefore he says, I think it was all a dream, based on other reasons as well. And really, it didn't, the whole vision that's about to take place didn't happen. Okay, so what happens? Here we go. So when he came to the cave of Avraham Yisrael, Eliezer Eved Avraham, Amarle Maka Ovid Avraham, he asked him, what's Avraham up to these days? What's Avraham doing? Amarle Gani Bekanfa de Sarah. He is in the arms of Sarah. V'kamayna Lebereshe. She's looking into his hair. Well, obviously looking into his hair, but it seems like it's just a description of maybe a husband and wife and a unity between them. Meaning they're together. So Zil Emale Binaa Kayababa. Go tell Avram that Rabbi Binaa is here. Go let him know I'm here. Amarle, so he obviously goes inside and Avram calls out, Lay, okay, let him in. Come in. May the Yada de Yetzer Bahai Alma Leka. I know there's no Yetzer in that man. Meaning he's gonna see me I'm in my wife's arms, and therefore I'm not worried that he's gonna think anything, right? He has overcome and conquered his Yetzahara. The Nemuki Yosef says on this Gemara right here, what's this Araya? This is Araya, Nemuki Yosef here, Laman Aleph, Amen Aleph, and the Dafei Arif, Haraya, that generally there shouldn't be public displays of affection between even a husband and a wife. If the fact that Avram Avinu has to say before Rabbi Binah comes in, it's okay, he doesn't have a Yetzahara, Harayin generally is not supposed to take place. Lamed Aleph Amen Aleph. Shaminan me'agadazu derech eretz she'eno roy lehisnaigim ishto b'kiyosi b'dvarim halalu b'fnei acherim. Right, public displays. So you have to know exactly on what constitutes, right, husband and wife in each other's arms. That's something that in public, you know, the Gemara seems to say is inappropriate. That's what Dr. Stanu Yosef is quoting in the Ramah. The Ramah of Ebenezer in Man Eben Ezer in Simen Chav Beis says Chav Aleph Yesh Omrim De Ein Linhog Afilu Im Ishto Bidvarim Shel Chiba Kegol Ma'ayin Bereshe Why Mishlabanim? Not for now. Why does that make a difference? But that might mean that if people know you have children, so that they know the husband and the wife have been together, and therefore that's more of a chash of hear her by from others. Either way, that is the Nukiyose and the Rama. Okay. What is a displays of affection about holding hands? So there are a number of people who would say that holding hands is not. That's more acceptable. Others might say not. And you have to ask your local, it might depend on the community also. It might depend on where one is, what the minhag is. Again, even if a minhag is to have more than that, that's Muki Yosef is saying it's not appropriate. Okay, so what happens? He says, let him in. It's okay. So ayil, ayin, v'nafak. So he went in, he checked out where the board, all he wanted to see was where the borders were for the Maris Machpelah, so he can mark it off for the Kahanim. So he checked it out, he looked inside, and he went out. Kibmata lamar to Adam Arishon. When he came to the Mar of Adam, Bereshis, he came to the Mar of Adam Arishon. Yatsa Basko v'yamra, Basko went out and said, Nistakal b'dmus t'yukni, b'dyukni atzma al t'stakel. No, you saw my form, t'mus t'yukni, something similar to me, right, which was, who? The Rashbam quotes Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, he saw that all the Avos, when he was with Avram, all the Avos must have been there. So now you want to look at my actual Diukno, right? My actual form, which was Adam. Adam is the Seer Kampav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? You can't. Can't look at Adam. Interesting. Adam was in somewhat of a higher level, higher sphere than even the Avos. Right? But Tzelem Alokim Baroso. Right? Rashi quote. Rashbam quotes. Amazing. In Yonah Diyom, a Parsha. So, Habi'ino Litziyuni Marsa. But he says, 1 minute, I want to mark off the Kfaris. I have to get in. So the bas kol goes out. Kemidas hachitzona kachmidas hapanimus. Now, just measure the outside. Same thing as the inside. Measure the outside walls. Don't worry about the inside. Ulamanda abashnei batim zu lamala mizu. And according to the one who says it wasn't an inner and an outer, it was an upper and a lower. Right? Different sheets about what machpela was. Was it inner and outer and upper and lower? So kemidas al yonah kachmidas hachitzona. So just measure the upper one. It's the same thing as the lower one. Fine. Amr Rabbi Bina says, I still got a glimpse inside. Nistakati b'shnei akevav. I saw Adam's two heels. And v'domim l'shnei galgal echame. It was like two suns. It was so bright. So again, obviously there's a lot of symbolism here, but that is the story. Hakol, now the Gemara says, talking about beauty. Hakol b'fnei sarek akov b'fnei Adam. Everybody, the Sarah was so beautiful that compared to Sarah, everybody else was like monkeys. Sarah b'fnei Chava k'kof b'fnei Adam. Even with all that beauty in front of Chava, who came from Adam, this Yisur Kabbav of Hashem, that's nothing. Chava b'fnei Adam k'kof b'fnei Adam. Adam came directly from him. Adam b'fnei Shechina k'kof b'fnei Adam. Right. So all the in the quality, it's eino dome. Nothing's dome to the actual Shechina. Period. Shufrei de Rav Kahana me'ein shufrei de Rabbi Avahu. The beauty of Rav Kahana was similar to the beauty of Rabbi Avo, but obviously Rabbi Avo was greater. They're all comparing. Shufrei de Rabbi Avo mein shufrei de Yaakov Avinu. Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu mein shufrei de Adam Harishon. So in the Yam Simcha, we mentioned in the Parsha Shir a couple of weeks ago, last week. The Yam Simcha notes a pasuk that might have bothered us in the past. The pasuk in Parsha Vayetze, Yaakov goes to Laban and says, Hava es ishti kimalu yamai va'avoa eleha. Give me my wife, va'avoa eleha. And Rashi quotes, va'lokal shebakalamein omer kein. Kind of tzaddik said, give me my wife so I can have beer with her. What kind of person talks like that? Yaakov Avinu? Elola holit todos omer kein. What he meant to say was, I need to have children. I need to have children to build a ship they cut. That's what he meant to say. And he quotes the Arachayim HaKadosh that still says, Diavo Pikein, Havi Lashon Bilti Nachon, Litzadiko Shalolam. How could he talk this way? It's not correct. And he checks on there, he says, Aisha Masha Tirates. But the Yav Simcha says, no, it's based on a Svarno from yesterday's Parsha. The Svarno, yesterday's Parsha says, Vashtem Arumim Lois Boshashu. What does that mean? They were naked, they weren't embarrassed. The Svarno says, because pre-chait, they were on such a level that every part of their body was equal. It was all there to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every part of the body. So it doesn't matter if it's my hands. I need to eat to serve Hashem. I need to drink. I need to walk. I need to be with my wife to serve Hashem. I need to have children to serve Hashem. It was all the same. Let's say they weren't embarrassed because everything was part of Avodas Hashem. And that's why below Yisbal Shashu. So he says, well, the Fizeh, he says, maybe Yish Lafarish. What is our Gemara Babasar Nunches say? Shufri the Yaakov Avinu, main Shufri Danda Marishon. So it was a connection. That beauty was connected. So maybe what does the Shufra mean? It means that he reached the level that he was all, everything was Avodas Hashem. So Yaakov Avinu Hiskaber Al Chumrius. It was all like Adam Arishon. It was all like Adam Arishon. We learned earlier about Ba'asur Yud Zayin, the end of the first parak, that he was shouldered out of the Yisahara. So that's why, for him, he wasn't asking anything. It was like saying, can I have something to eat? Can I even live with my wife? It was all the same. Because Yaakov was connected to Adam, and we know Adam, before the Chait, according to the Sfarno, everything was Avodas Hashem. Nothing was different. Every part of his body was equal. So he says that, and Ein Isha El Labanim, the Gemara Ksuba says. This is the purpose of marriage, to build a family. So therefore, maybe that's why, but this Gemara, the Shufrei de Yaakov, together with the Gemara, together with the Svarno in yesterday's Parsha and Bereishis, that could explain why he said that, because I want to live with her. Good. Hahu, next. Hahu Amgusha, Tahavi Chatit. There was a magician that used to, separate story, that used to go around digging up graves. And Shachvi, he used to strip the clothes off of the, he was a ganav. He used to strip the clothes off of the people who died there. Kimata ma'arsa de Rebbe Tuvi, once we're talking about Kfara stories, Kimata ma'arsa de Rav Tuvi bar Masna, once he came to the cave of Rav Tuvi, Tafsi bedikne. So Rav Tuvi grabbed the magician's beard and didn't let him go. And he was stuck. Asa Abai came along, who the Rashbam says must have been a friend of this magician. Amale b'matusa minach shafke. Come on, leave him alone. So he left him alone. Lashana achrisi hadar. The following year, the magician didn't have enough, so he came again to try to get it. Asa tafse bedikne. So again, he grabs onto his beard. Asa Abai. Abai comes along again, says, I tried to get him to let go, and he didn't. He didn't let go. Lo shafke. He didn't let it go at the icy mispera of the Gazila Dikme. He didn't let him go until he came and he chopped off his beard. Cut off his beard, right? We know him from Navi, that to have no beard in those days, especially in the Navim, was, right? Remember the story that they cut off half their beards? So they said it was very embarrassing. So why didn't they just cut off the other half? So Radak said, no, it's more embarrassing not to have any beard than to have even half a beard. Right? They cut off his beard. Says the Ben Yehoyada. What's the symbolism of beards? Why a beard? Why did he grab his beard? So the Ben Yoyada, where's my Ben Yoyada? You don't get to use Ben Yoyada so much in Baba Basra, at least yet. So the Ben Yoyada says, three pshatim, why he grabbed the beard? Beautifully, he says, number one, he says, pashtus. What's the first thing that gets into the cave? When you're walking, the first thing that gets into the cave must be the beards, you know, are sticking out. So when he walks into the cave, the first thing that gets into the beard, he grabs the beard. It's the first thing that gets into the cave. A. B, second shot is that... No. What was the guy doing? The magician was going into the kever saying, basically, you don't need these clothes anymore. They're extra. You can live without the clothes. So he grabs the beard and says, this is also extra. I'm going to hold on to it until it's off of you. This is also mosaros. Tafsu b'ser zakeno degama cyrus he mutaros. V'roilo shikatatsam. Uve prat, especially amgushis, who have long, thick beards. Imagine the sorcerers. They all have long, thick beards. So says the Ben Yoyada, I think it's all extra. And then finally, number three, which he says is the best pshat. He says, why did he grab the beard? Because a beard symbolizes chachma. Right? What is this? Zakein? Ein zakein al mishkan chachma. The Gemara Kiddushin says. And therefore, does someach. He says, why? That's why we don't have a beard when we're very young. Why do beards only start growing when we mature? Because it symbolizes, it reflects chachma. And therefore... So he grabs his beard. He says, "You don't need this beard. You're not a zaken al mishkan chachma. You got to shave the beard." And that's why he didn't let him go until he shaved the beard, so that people realize that he is not a shalem in daas. Three pshatim why he grabbed the beard. Weiter. Chavita da'afra. So now somebody's on his deathbed. And he says, Chavita da'afra l'chad b'roi, Chavita da'garmi l'chad b'roi, Chavita da'udra l'chad b'roi. One of my sons should get my barrel of dirt, one should get my barrel of bones, one should get my barrel of cotton. And he didn't have any barrels of anything. So lo haviyadi my kamiluhu. They didn't know what he was talking about. And there were three sons. Three sons. And he said, give these three barrels. They didn't know. So they came in front of Rabbi Binah. That's why it's here, all over the Rabbi Binah stories. Amar lahu, Rabbi Binah says to them, Islahu Ara, you have any land? Amar le'in, they said, yeah, sure, we have land. Islu chiyusa, you have any animals? Amar le'in, yeah, we have some animals. Islu bistarki, you have any quilts? In, we do. So yihachi, yihachi amar lechu. He says, that's it. I just solved your problem. When he says a barrel of dirt, he meant land. When he said a barrel the barrel of bones, he meant the animals. When he meant the barrel of cotton, he meant the clothes. So you split it up all three ways. Ask the marshal, why didn't he just speak normally? Why don't you just say, you know, you take all these items? So he says that the Rashbam says because he didn't want them to know that he was rich, that he had all this stuff. So the Bashar quotes all the Gemara. No, when a person dies, they're very truthful. So he says, why wouldn't he be worried about this? Why did he do this? Because if he doesn't die, he doesn't want the kids to be all disappointed. Oh, I was going to get this. I was going to get that. So he says it in this unusual way, so they only try to figure it out after he dies, and they won't be upset about what they didn't get. So that's what he then he calls another answer, but that's the one that we will mention now. Okay, let's continue. Where are we? Hahu gavra d'sham lo debisu d'ka amar labarta amai lo tznias b'isura. Again, a very halacha l'maisa story. A man, Rachmana Litzlan, overhears his wife talking to his daughter. When you're mezana, why don't you do it in private? Hach itza asara banai isla v'lesli me'avuch elachad. That woman, meaning me, I have 10 kids and only one's from your father. That's what this husband overhears the wife saying. So the big shaila, the Gemara doesn't talk about this, but the shaila is, let's say the husband somehow, without edim, he knows that the wife was mezana. So is she also the baila? Does he have to trust that? Shavi anafshe chadicha disura? It's a very halacha lemaisa discussion that poskim have. Let's say a third party, the Oda Bihuda has a case. Let's say a third party, let's say I know that a woman was mezana. So do I have a chiyuv to say? There weren't edim there. Do I have a chiyuv to tell the husband? Let's say the Boel is doing tshuva. That's the tshuva of the Nodeh Yehuda. Is he believed in another Mesa Masa Barasha? So do we split up his words? We believe that she was Mazana, but we don't believe that he was the one. Right, it's a whole big discussion. Rachmana Litzlan. Came up Halakha L'maisa, but 10, 15 years ago. There's a big case in the newspapers let's say, now especially, was Dina de Machus Adina. Let's say one of the parties comes to a rabbi, all laws of confidentiality, and it confides in the rabbi that, you know, there was a case where a woman said, I haven't been to the mikveh in 5 years. You know, does the rabbi have a chiyuv to tell the husband, right, that the husband's living in sin, but the woman came to him in confidence, right? So, Dina de Machus Adina, very, very hard shilas, very serious shilas. We'll just bring it up, and it relates to this Gemara. So again, kishachiv. So the man overhears the wife said, only one of the kids is mine. So when the man died, amalu kol nichsai lechad bora. He said, you know what? My nachatsim are only going to my son. My one son. Lo yadi leheminayo. So Bezdin didn't know which son was the real one. So us lekam de Rabbi Binah. They came in front of Rabbi Binah. So Rabbi Binah acts like Shlomo HaMelech. Amalahu, zilu chavutu kibra davucho, natakoi umagli lechu leheminayichu shavka. Go next to the kever, and each of you bang on the kever until the father comes up and tells you who's the real son. Bang on it until the father comes up. Azlu. So what happens? And the Rabbi Binah was banking on another gemara which has a mamzer is azpanim. Right, so he's begging on that Gemara. So Azlu Kule Hahu Azli Kule, they all went and did it. Hahu Debre Lo Havi Lo Azo. There was one son that didn't go. He refused to go. Like the mother who gave away the baby. Amar Lahu Kule Nechsi Dahai. Rabbi Noah says, give it all to that son. Says the Rashbam, Shuda Dedaini. This is an example of Shuda Dedaini we had earlier in the Masechta, that a judge sometimes does basically whatever he thinks. The Rebbe Chanan says, if this is Shuda Dedaini, then it relates to the Machlokas. We spoke about a Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, about Shuda Dedaini. Does that mean a Dain can do whatever he wants? Whatever he feels like? Or does it mean the Dain has to try to figure out who the real one is? So it sounds like the latter in this case. It sounds like a raya to the Rashbam that the Dain has to try to figure it out. Okay, so you give it to that son. Azlu, so what happened then? Achlu kurtza beimalka. The other sons were really upset, so they tattletailed and they were malshin on Rabbi Binah to the authorities. So Amri, ika gabra chabi yudai, there's a Jew, the kamafik mamona mi'inshi below sadi, that's taking away money from people without witnesses. Ublo midi, nothing. There's a Jew that's causing anarchy in your society. So they took him and put him in jail. Asiyu chashu. They took Rabbi Benah in jail. So what happened? Rabbi Benah's wife wanted to figure out a way to get him out of jail. So she was going to come tell a story to the authorities that they would have no idea what the story means. They would think she's some crazy woman, and they would have to take Rabbi Benah out of jail to interpret the story. So Azla de Bisu, though his wife went, Amru Lahu. Fine. Amr lahu abdachad havili. She says to them, "I have a servant." Paskul ereshei, and you know what? People came and cut off the servant's head. Upashkul mishkei, and they skinned his skin. Va'achlu bisrei, and they ate his meat. Va'kalbalu be'mayin, and they filled him up with water. Umashku be'lachavrei. Now they're giving him water. They're giving to drink there to their friends from this bottle that they made with his body. V'lo kayavilim dummy, v'lo agrei, and they didn't even pay me for it. That's what she said. So lo yadi mai kamilu, they had no idea what she was talking about. Obviously, I mean not obviously, but the Mefarshim say she was alluding to the fact that Rabbi Benah maybe was taken and they're using him without permission. But Amri, but they said, Nesu l'chakima diyudai v'lema. Let's call the wise man of the Jews. So Karyulu Rabbi Benah, they took Rabbi Benah out of jail. Amalahu, Zarnoka Amilahu. He says it's simple. Zarnoka, a jug. They must have taken an animal of hers and skinned it and made the skin into a jug, and they didn't pay him for it. So that's what it must be talking about. Amri, they said, wow. Ho'o v'chachim kulei hai, since he's so smart, leisiv ababa v'nidon dina. Let's put him by the gate. Let him be a judge. Right? Because they had the, right, shoftim v'shotim b'chal sha'arechem. By the courts, used to sit at the gate of the city. So they said, you know what? Let's put him by the gate. Let's get him to help us out. Chaza, when he got to the gate, Rabbi Benah saw that there was an inscription on the top of the gate. Right? Something you have to have. Ksiba was written there. Bi'ibola. By the entrance. Kol dayin demiskeri ledin lo shmei dayin. Any judge that's called to court himself shouldn't judge. So the Marsha says they were trying to get Rabbi Benah to realize that he's not worthy to be a judge because he was called to be a judge. He was called to din, right? These guys come and tattletailed on him. So that's what they were trying to get him to do. But Amalahu, he says to them, what? Elameata, if you really believe in this, Asa Inish Me'alma, any man could come, Umazman Ladina Lapaslay. They could just pasle any dayan. That's not right. Ella, what should you write on this gate? Called Dayan de Miskari Ladin. Any judge that's called to din, Umafkin Mine Mamona Bedin, and he loses his case. And you moti mamon from him, Lav Shme Dayan. So that's not a Gadayan. That's what it should say. Not a Dayan that's just called, but a Dayan that loses in court. Kasvuhachi. Fine. So they changed it. They wrote it. Baram, I'm sorry, this is what they wrote. I'm sorry, Kasvuhachi, they wrote they kept the inscription, but then they added, Baram, Savi, Dihudai Amri, Kaldai, Dimiskri Ladin, Mafkimine Mamona Bidin Lashme Dayan. Right, this is what we say, but this is what the Zakin of the Jews says. Chaza, then they saw another inscription. Diksiv, Barosh Kal Mosa Ana Dam, Barosh Kal Chayin Ana Chamar. At the head of every death is blood. Blood is the cause of every death. What does that mean? The Rashbam says, right, what they believe in those days? All the bloodletting. You have too much blood in you, so that causes all your problems. That's what we used to bloodlet. That was healthy. So blood causes, an imbalance with blood causes all death, and in Barosh Kal Chayin, all life is all wine. It's got to have the right amount of wine. That'll be great. So Elamayatas, he asks on that also. What do we do? Dunafal mi igra umis, dunafal mi diklam umis, dama katle. If somebody falls off or jumps off a building or a tree, what, the too much blood killed them? It's not true. It was because they jumped off the building. Visu, and also, man de darchele memis, mashke de chamer v'chaye. What, if somebody, it says the wine solves everything. So if somebody's about to die, give them some wine. They should live. So it can't be everything. So Ela hachi by the mechtav. This is what you say. Barosh kalmarin. Anodam, if the head of every sickness, not death, sickness is an imbalance of blood, Barosh Kal Asvin Alachamar, and the cures are led by wine. So Kasvuhaki, they wrote it, Baram Savidi Yudai Amri, Barosh Kal Marin Anadam, Barosh Kal Asin Ana Chamar. And they added though, Ba'asar, the less Chamar, if there's a place where there's no wine, Taman Misbu Samamanim. Then use Samamanim, use some other types of spices with healing remedies. Period. The Gra, that's what in the Pinim Shulchan Agra, they write in, he quotes in Parshas Ekev. Parshas Ekev. He quotes this Gemara, and he says that maybe Barosh Kalmarin, right, the head of every Ra is Dam. What's Dam? Taiva is Rosh L'Chalaveris. Right, desire causes all sins. Vahadam hu hanefesh hu hamisaveh. He says that's the root. All sin, which is all death, is caused by dam. Uberosh kal asvin. And what's refuas hanefesh? What's refuas hanefesh? Wine. Torah nimshla liayin. And Torah is compared to wine. And that's why, that's the symbolism. And then where there's no wine, that means if somebody doesn't have the power to learn, let it be osik in samamonim. What do you mean? Spices? Spices mean midos. It'll be osik in mitzvahs. Osik in mitzvahs and midos tovos. So that's the Gemara. Okay, ultimately, right, what does the Gemara say in brachas? Right? Chash barosho, yasuk batorah. Chash begroni, everything. Yasuk batorah, yasuk batorah. Because that could help. So it's all the symbolism. Ksiva pischa de kaputkia. It's said on the door of kaputkia, on the top of kaput, the gate of kaputkia. Anpak, anbag, antal. All these three. Those are all measurements. And they wanted to say that all these three measurements are the same exact measurement. Even though it's three words, that's why they all wrote them together. Ezo antal, zehu revius shel Torah. And what is it? What do we call a revius? What we call a revius is the anpak, anbag, and altal all revius. Why is it called a revius? Says the Rashbam, interestingly, because this is the amount that you need for the dalet kosos of Pesach. That's why we call it a revius. That's where it comes from. Big discussion in the poskim. Just give you one makar, and that is the tzlach. Revius of the Gemara, revius today. Are our shiurim the same nowadays as it was in those days? There's a famous tzlach, famous Rabbi Yehuda. It's the tzlach in Psachim, Kuf Tezayin, where the tzlach discusses that in his opinion, he thinks the eggs over time have gotten smaller. Eggs have gotten niskatnu abeitzim. There's niskatnu adoros. There's niskatnu abeitzim. I think, I measured, shabitzos habitzuyos atabi amenu. Says the Nodi Yehuda, hine abeitza shleima shebizmanenu hu rak chatzi beitza. Mi beitzim shebahem shiure hatorah. I think our eggs are half the size of what they were in the Talmudic times. Maybe chickens are different sizes. I'm sorry, agadolim. Maybe thumbs. Maybe our thumbs are bigger than it was. You know, things develop over time. Maybe our thumbs are bigger. People change a little bit. Oh, shabitzim miskatnu. V'heme bizmanenu ketanim imei shahayu imei atanoim. V'yadua shahadoros holchimu mismaatim. V'yefshar shahagodol shalanu godol yoser. Mehagodolim shahayu imei chach me'ashas. V'yakarchach abitzim bizmanenu nismaatu. So maybe our thumbs are the same, but the eggs have changed. And because of that, you should definitely be machmir alis for shiurei da'oraisa. This is the big discussion of Rav Chaim Noah and the Chazonish and all the posts. The Bir Halacha has a big discussion of this in Hilchas Kiddush. That's where the Bir Halacha discusses this. He says he should be Machmir Friday night. Because Kiddush Daraisa, on Shabbos morning, maybe he can be Mekel. But that's all about Revius. Period. Okay, back to Cheska Sabbat. Says the Mishnah. God, Mars is not pale today. Hamarze, next week, Lech Lecha would have been, we spoke about Adam. It's a good transition. Adam and the Avos. Hamarzev ein lo chazaka, v'yishla b'kam chazaka. So back to creating chazakas. So Hamarzev, if somebody has a gutter where the water, I have a water pipe from my roof that goes into your property, and you didn't say anything about it. So remember, we spoke about this back in the second parak. Cheskas tashmishin. If I have a usage that you don't protest. So Marzev ein lo chazaka. There is no chazaka there. Why? Because a Marzev is temporary. It's not a kavua item, and therefore, if I don't protest, because I know it's temporary, and whenever I want you to move it, you'll move it. But v'yeshlam komo chazaka. But its makom has chazaka. Meaning, once I put it there, then, and you don't say anything, then I'm allowed to put it somewhere. If not on this side of my house, on the other side of my house. I have a chazaka to put a marzev somewhere, not exactly in this specific spot. Hamazchela, but a mazchela is a type of gutter that is permanent, that yesh lo chazaka. If you allow me to do it, then there is a chazaka. Machlokas and the Rishonim here, the Ritva's two deos, is this an automatic, or you also need Gimel Shanim for this? Same machlokas we had back in the second parak, cheskas tashmishin. Is that automatic, or do you also need 3 years for that? Sulam ha-mitzri ein lo chazaka, ulitzuri yesh lo chazaka. A mitzri ladder, there's no chazaka. A mitzri ladder is rickety, it's not so stable, and therefore if I put it against your house, So then, or in your house, getting into my house, there's no chazaka there, because again, you're not going to leave it there. It's not so permanent. Ulitzuri yesh lachazaka. But a tzuri ladder, which has four sturdy rungs, that has a chazaka. Chalona mitzris ain't lachazaka. A mitzris window does not have a chazaka. Again, because that is not a type of window. It's very small, and you can't really see in so well, so there's no chazaka for that. But ulitzuri yesh lachazaka. If it's a big window and I don't say anything, yesh chazaka. Vezuri chalona mitzris. What's a chalona mitzris that does not have a chazaka? Kol she'ain rosh shaladam yachali kan. If my head cannot fit in, that's very small. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Emish la malbein." If the window has a frame around it, afal pishein rosh shaladam yachli kanis l'tocha arizu chazaka. If you put a frame around it, that gives it permanence, and that would be creating a chazaka even by a small one. Okay, well, I guess we'll stop here, and by the Shem, we will continue with the Gemara by the Shem tomorrow. Back to creating chazakas. Again, two more blocks to this parak. Tuesday is the sugyas of Zecher LeMikdash. The last amud in Cheskas Abatim is all the sugyas of Zecher LeMikdash. That's going to come up on Samach Amid Beis. I go in Chodesh, and last day of Tishrei, should use it as we get into the month of Cheshvan.